Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tim Ahrens, site editor for searchcrm.com. And today we're talking about big data and its role in CRM. Companies today don't lack data on their customers, and in many cases they have far too much of it and struggle with how to make sense of it all. And in order to make data-driven decisions, improve service, and predict customer behavior more accurately, businesses are tackling the issue of big data, but it tends to be a very complex thing to master. So to talk more about big data from a CRM perspective, I'm welcoming in Peter O'Kelly. Peter is an independent consultant with O'Kelly Associates and has been focused primarily on data management and collaboration since the early 1980s. So welcome, Peter.
Thank you, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to participate in the podcast today.
No problem, Pete. Hopefully we can do many, many more of these in the future. So, Peter, just for those who are new to the subject, what is big data, and what are we talking about when we refer to big data in a business atmosphere?
Okay, that's a great question, and it's somewhat surprising for a lot of people, but there actually isn't clear market consensus on a concise definition of just what big data is, which is kind of amusing when you consider that data management types tend to be into the details. There are some commonly referenced definitions. One of them is from Gartner, and they talk about three Vs, that is volume, variety, and velocity of data, and others have picked that up and expanded it with other words like veracity and value. There's another definition that basically says big data is anything that exceeds the capabilities of your already deployed data management systems, which is, of course, kind of a moving target, because if you install big data platforms, then is that big data or not? And big data is also often associated with NoSQL, which is sometimes pronounced NoSQL. That's another hot topic in the market today, for which there are multiple, not entirely consistent definitions. But in both cases, I think with big data and NoSQL, I believe the intent in the naming was in large part to differentiate the new things from earlier technologies and newer data-oriented products and services. So just briefly, since I know that that's kind of frustrating for people who are trying to make sense of big data, from my perspective, big data is really about three or four things. One of them is we have incredible new price performance and scaling opportunities in data management, and that's based in large part on the move to commodity server hardware, ridiculously inexpensive hardware compared to what people were doing 10 or more years ago. And then another key point is that data management evolution has been accelerated by cloud and open source market dynamics. The cloud, of course, is in turn fueled in large part by the same commodity hardware, but open source has matured and expanded, and many of the leading technologies in big data, like Hadoop, are all starting with a deep commitment to open source. And then last but not least, there are new techniques in working with very large volumes of data. And there are some common challenges there, like working with website logs, social media. Now there's the Internet of Things, and there are open data resources like government-published detailed data on a variety of domains. And a lot of that is very helpful for CRM and customer-oriented activities, but it stretches the limits of more traditional data management technology. So again, there are things like Hadoop, and then some applied artificial intelligence, or so-called artificial intelligence, with things like machine learning and deep learning. These are things that make it possible to ask questions, to work with data in ways that previously would have been prohibitively expensive or just impossible. And there's a similar pattern going on with data analytics right now. So there's certainly been a long history of business intelligence and related analytics tools. But now, again, in part because of open source and cloud dynamics, there's a new opportunity to do what many people refer to as the democratization of data analytics, that is, to make it accessible and useful to a much larger audience. And many new vendors have come on the scene to leverage this window of opportunity in the market. You've probably heard of Pentaho, Splunk, Tableau, for instance, are new vendors in this, but also the usual suspects, the incumbents like Microsoft, Oracle, Teradata, IBM, and others. And everybody's getting on board with a lot of the same tools and technologies and open source projects, all of which are helping to accelerate related market dynamics. So I realize that's a bit of a long-winded overview, but it's a bit of a paradox in the sense that there's not really a clear or concise definition for just what big data is, but collectively all of these market dynamics coming together are ushering in some very compelling new opportunities for CRM and other domains.
Right, and when we talk about businesses leveraging big data, what are we talking about in terms of what kinds of customer data are we talking about, and how are companies trying to use it use it to their advantage?
Great, another great question. So there's very broad applicability in this, and many times when you're reading about big data, it's kind of the leading edge things. So looking at domains, for instance, such as social media, sentiment analysis, the Internet of Things, again, is a very hot topic right now. But when it comes to more customer-oriented activities, you think about domains such as sales, multi-channel marketing, customer service, call centers. All of those can benefit from having what's been called a 360-degree view of customers and the organization's interactions with customers and their activities. Now, this one has been a long-standing goal in the industry for a long time. It's been touted by software marketers for decades in some cases, but big data technologies are helping to bring it to fruition by making it much more cost-effective and just easier to integrate different types, disparate types of data across different system silos. Another important one with big data for customer-related activities right now is proximity-related shopping. So taking things like beacon technology and other location tracking technologies and using that in conjunction with customer profiles to identify and make offers to customers, sometimes in real time at their specific location. Now, this is something that turns into a really big data challenge in the sense that you don't want to inundate customers or annoy them with what they might consider a special offer or alert spam, especially on their mobile devices. But there's huge promise in this and basically doing the mass customization that, again, has been talked about for a couple decades but can now be brought to fruition by big data. And then there are other customer-related things that are, again, more traditional application domains that are being taken to a new level through the application of big data technology and tools. A good example of that is fraud detection, which, of course, is critically important for customers. And with fraud detection, big data technologies make it possible to peruse huge flows of data in real time and identify potential fraud and flag it in real time instead of after it's already transpired. So there's a whole variety of compelling domains in this. Some of them are leading edge, internet centric, and some of them are more long standing kind of meat and potato customer oriented application domains, but big data has applicability to all of them.
Right. Well, it's certainly an interesting topic, something that we don't usually cover on Search CRM, but something that certainly matters in the CRM world. So thanks, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And for more on CRM trends and news, visit searchcrm.com. Until next time, I'm Tim Ahrens. Bye.